This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
That time of year again where every second ad on our feeds is literally yelling at us, claim your tax refund for this year. And a lot of us are thinking, what even is that? And do I really have to do something about it? Well, to help us make sense of it all, we're joined by Deirdre O'Keefe, who's a bookkeeper and tax trainer from birdie.ie. She is going to break down what people need to know, the credits that we're missing out on as well, and how to get ourselves set up properly for the year ahead. Deirdre, thanks so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat. For young people who might be dealing with tax for the first time, what does getting ready for the tax year actually mean, and where should they begin?
Okay, right. The longest, you know, piece of string known to mankind number. Okay, so this is a bugbear of mine because, as you probably know yourself, Valerie, tax can be really, really complicated. It's like, I call it the benefits blind spot. It's something that's there. We know it's there, but we're choosing not to see it. So we are now getting towards the end of the tax year because in Ireland, we run January to December. Everything is calendar year for PAYE workers. So, Valerie, it's just housekeeping, really. At this stage, I would love every single person in Ireland, if they're an employee, regardless of their age, to first and foremost, make sure they're getting their pay slips. So that's top tip number one, because you'd be amazed the amount of people who they either don't get their pay slips or they do, and it just goes into that archive vault. So I want everyone, number one, to open their pay slips and look at it and really, really absorb what they're seeing. And the second thing is everyone should have access to the Revenue My account to jump in there, see their earnings to date, and just have a look around, get the feel for it, Valerie, because I don't know, are you up to date yourself on how to navigate your way around your Revenue My account, or is that a head in the sand issue?
Me, myself, personally, I mean, I definitely, in recent years, as I've become more of an adult, have familiarised myself with it a little bit more. But I can relate to that feeling of also feeling a little bit lost in it all, because, you know, even when you're looking at your payslip, I feel like we need to have a class when we're in school, you know, properly.
Absolutely. Proper
in depth, not just a passing look at it one random day in 50, or like a proper in depth. And as well as that, a lot of people don't realise that they could be owed money through their tax as well. How common is it for people to miss out on tax refunds?
So common. Okay, so an article came out quite a few months ago. I know I wrote a follow-up on that, but over 500, so half a million people in Ireland on average per year, usually PAYE workers, basically have overpaid tax and forgotten to claim back reliefs, credits, and essentially have just, like you said, they've gone out, they've gotten a job, they've been taxed, but because they didn't take the time to look at their payslip, or more often than not, Valerie, understand what they're looking at, they ended up overpaying their tax. And then that's it. They just walked away and left it with the tax man. I mean, come on. Nobody said, nobody ever do I want to do that.
What about the rent tax credit? I know that that's one so many people talk about nowadays. Who qualifies for that? How much can you claim? And what do you need to keep as proof if people are looking to get that sorted now going into the new tax year?
Okay, so the rent tax credit, luckily, it was introduced a couple of years ago, and it is thankfully still around. So the rent tax credit is for anybody who's renting a house, not from like the likes of their parent or their sibling, but if you are in, you know, proper tenant registered with the PRTB rent tenancy, if you are paying your rent, you basically go, you'll need to get the tax registration of your landlord. And you don't really need to provide proof. Revenue won't generally ask you for proof of you paying rent. You can claim up to a maximum of €1,000 credit per person. Or if you're a couple, both renting a property, you can both claim €1,000 each maximum credit in a year. So you just need to keep your, you know, evidence that you pay your rent, and your bank statement is that. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Now, the only thing is your landlord does need to be registered with the PRTB. And this is where everyone sort of kind of started falling over. There were stumbling blocks because there are, you know, rogue landlords. So unfortunately, if they are not registered, you won't be able to claim it back. But they'll also land themselves in hot water. So it's kind of like a catch-22 situation. But that is there. And even if you didn't claim it last year, you can still go in now and make sure that you claim that back, because tax has a 4-year kind of a life, we'll say. So if you don't go back 4 years and claim your credits now, they will die each year. So it's really important to do a look back and all previous. Basically, don't be afraid. Get in there, open up your revenue record. And I don't know if you've ever heard people bantering around how they're too scared to do anything because it might trigger something where they'll owe money. Like, that has happened. I won't lie. That has happened, but it is such the minority. More often than not, you're going to be owed money, especially nowadays, the way payroll is calculated. You're not going to get hit with a massive bill, I hope.
No, that does happen. To be fair, and it's good that we acknowledge that, but also you could also be owed money on the other side of it. So,
yeah.
So it is kind of finding the balance there. But for people that might be working part-time, what should we know about ensuring that the right tax is taken? Like, how do you know if you've been overtaxed, or how can you avoid that? How can you avoid it?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, sometimes you can't avoid the tax coming out of your payslips when you go working in a job. So I'm trying to make this as unboring as possible. So if you were to start a job today part-time because you're a student and you started in November, revenue won't know what you've done for the year to date. So they're going to basically kind of tax you as if you've never... Basically, it's going to be taken in isolation. So you might actually end up paying more tax as opposed to them looking at the year in its entirety. So that's when it's really important for people to understand this is when they now need to go in and start claiming back overpay tax. Because in Ireland, if you're not earning over 20,000 euros in a year, you shouldn't be paying a cent of tax. So if it's a case that you do have a part-time job and they have been taxing you, and it's not the employer's fault, they'll literally do what they're told to do by revenues. That's really important to understand. Don't take it out on the poor employer. They're basically the messenger. So if you're not earning over 20 grand in a calendar year, you're not going to be paying PAYE. So if you did pay PAYE, you can get that back. That's money for you to take back. That's what's called a refundable tax credit. If you are earning less than, I think it's 13,000, you shouldn't be paying USC. So you can go one further with USC. You could actually, if you're a student, and again, you know your income is not going to exceed 10,000 in a year, you can actually go to revenue and say, right, listen, I'm a student. I'm not going to ever earn over that. Can I please have a USC exemption? And they'll say, yes, no problem. And they'll send a note to your employer not to deduct USC. So this is why I always say to people, tax, like, it's not sexy, okay? But there is nothing more empowering and powerful in general than understanding the bare knob of tax and just trying to protect yourself, protect your interests, because nobody's going to be looking out for you. Revenue are not going to voluntarily come and say, hey, guys, we think you might have overpaid tax. It's just not going to happen. So it is basically about taking ownership of your own taxes and just knowing what to look out for.
A lot of young people have side gigs nowadays, whether they're doing grinds, you know, content creation, freelancing for people. How does tax work for like side incomes like that?
Okay, so the side hustle, essentially, right? Everyone loves to talk about the side hustle. So in Ireland, obviously, anybody can earn anything they want. That's, you know, given you go, you can make as much money. But if you are, like you said, doing something like grinds or like music lessons virtual assistant, that's quite popular with people because everything's gone so like, you know, e-based now. If you earn, and when I say earn, I mean in terms of your sales, if your self-employed income is under 5,000 euros, you don't actually have to file a separate tax return. So you don't need to go down the scary route of registering for self-employed income taxes. But through the vessel that is your My Account, you go in and you can literally just go into it, declare additional income, pop all your ins, your outs, and you still get to write off expenses. So if you were, for example, give me a good example of one. If you were doing grinds and you're supplying the material to your students, you're buying them all their booklets and whatnot, you get to write off your expenses like every other person. And what's even better is once you pop that information into your Revenue My Account, Revenue will actually calculate the tax liability for you, if any. But don't forget, you might have not had much income at all, because the chances are you're more than likely a student. This is probably your only form of income aside from maybe a weekend here or there in a pub or in a shop. So yes, you can earn. if it's under five, you do just do it through your My Account. But if you start earning over 5,000, unfortunately, you're starting to hit tick the boxes as a self-employed person, and it might be time to maybe look for a bit of extra support for your tax.
As in, like, get somebody to help you out with it, an accountant, bookkeeper. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I'm a massive advocate for people learning how to do it themselves. And yes, it is what I do for a living. I do tax returns for people, and I'm not doing myself out of business at all, because I always try to say to people, it can be done. If you have straightforward income, learn how to do your own tax returns and you can do it yourself. But if you're in any way unsure, or you're kind of maybe very nervous, I would always say to somebody, bite the bullet and maybe just go and ask somebody who either just does tax returns for a living or go to an accountant. Better safe than sorry.
It's always good to get some support in this area, because it's something that we don't know much about. Yeah. Like, isn't it shocking that we're sat here talking about tax and it's such a confusing topic, but yet it's something that affects literally every single person.
And the thing is, you've just said it there. You've just said, like, it's such a complicated topic. And, like, the truth is, it's not. It's like, I don't know if you remember this. I know I'm going off on a tangent, but do you remember back in the day when you'd start your school year? So you might be starting sixth class in primary school and you get your new books all lovely and wrapped up, and you look at the book and you're like, I will never be able to do that. And you start panicking. And then before you know it, you're at the end of your school year and you're like, what was that panic about? That's actually easy. It's just the age old, you know, you don't know what you don't know. But when you know it, then it's a doddle. Like, you just, it becomes like fluent, like a new language. So I would always say to people, get out there, get researching, use the Revenue website. It's fantastic. It has every single fact that you want to be listening, reading and taking in. Don't be listening to Billy on the bar stool, okay? They might mean well, but often they give false info, and that could be quite damaging for you, because it doesn't make a difference to them. Make sure you are claiming your medical expenses. If you are celiac, make sure you're claiming every single specialist food that you have to get in, even at Tesco and Dunnes. Just know what you can or can't claim. If you're paying for your own college fees in an approved third level institution, make sure you get your 20% tax on that. Like, there's so much for the taking, and it's just nobody is taking it. So it's quite frustrating, because you know yourself, Valerie, they'd be chasing after you if you owed it to them. So let's hit them where it hurts, in the pockets.
I do remember doing a tax return recently, and it was in the recent years, and I think that it was one of those things. I think I may have owed them €6 or something so silly like that. And, like, you know, honestly, that obviously is something that's very common, happens to so many people. It's just something was slightly out of balance 1 month, obviously. But yeah. Like, that €6 was fairly quickly taken. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. And in fairness to them, I have to say, like, I know they get an awful reputation. Like, you know, I'm all for it. Okay, they're just doing a job. They're technically one of the most successful businesses in the world. You know, I'm very much a free thinker of, like, we need to pay taxes, for Christ's sake. Like, you know, our health system, our education system, we have it really good over here. I'm probably going to be, like, absolutely lynched for saying that, but we do, in comparison to an awful lot of places, we have it good over here. So if you do end up being owed money by Revenue, they're going to give it back to you. They would never withhold money. They might, maybe if you triggered for some reason a 10 grand refund, they might start, you know, the alarm bells going. But in their defense, they will give it back in a heartbeat. They're not in the business of withholding people's hard-earned money. They're really not.
If somebody's listening this evening, what is just one thing they can do to get tax ready for the year ahead?
Okay, so tax ready for the year ahead. So number one, make sure they have access to that Revenue My Account. That's first and foremost. That can be done in a matter of minutes. You go on to revenue.ie, hit the My Account toggle, put in your deets and get in there and just start exploring that. Then second thing is auto-enrollment. If they're thinking about maybe opting into a pension and they're aged over 23 and under 60, have a think about that. Are they going to start contributing to their pension, or are they going to opt out? It's all about planning and budgeting. But hands down, the most important thing is access to that Revenue My Account. Otherwise, you're navigating blind. You need to know what's going on. You need to start planning. You need to start budgeting. And also you need to make sure if you're on minimum wage now that on the 1st of January, your increase to 14.15. That's a really important one. You'd be amazed the amount of employers that will forget to increase the minimum wage, for sure.
Well,
I promise.
I'm feeling very enlightened. And I feel like I've been to a very successful class now on how to do my own taxes. And I feel, you know, so grateful that you've debunked some of this for us on iRadio's group chat. So thank you so much for hopping on. We will have to catch up with you again another time about pensions as well another week. And I look forward to chatting to you again on the show.
Great chat. Mind yourself.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.